This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Doug Steffen presentation known as the DJV Show. D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V for Victoria. Jen is off, so Victoria Keelan is in charge of trendy stories. Kara is going to listen intently. Doug is going to listen intently. And here we go. Actually, this is pretty fascinating stuff here with the Golden State Killer. What's the story behind the story?
Well, there's some more stuff coming out as to how authorities broke this 40-year case. This had gone completely cold, and it turns out it's DNA evidence that they had linked from one of the murders to information that they got from a consumer genealogical website. Now, of course, those big websites, Ancestry.com, 23andMe, Heritage.com, those are all the sites that people, I know you've done it, Doug, I've done it, my whole family's done it. Yeah. And so the interesting thing is no one's really saying which company gave up the DNA that helped them match it to this serial killer. And private companies they've all alerted customers saying that, you know, you have potential matches and that then they need your permission to move forward. So they're thinking that
maybe if they leaked it, it wouldn't be good for business.
It would be bad for business. Yeah. Now, Ancestry, 23andMe, and MyHeritage have all denied that law enforcement officials reached out to them, but someone must have given them the DNA. Yeah. But what they're saying that's interesting is it allowed them, by having that DNA match, it allowed them to eliminate the thousands and thousands of people who could have been related to this guy, and they narrowed the pool down to about 100 men who fit the age and the profile of the killer, and then that's when they found either... a first generation match connection.
What's the story with this guy? What's his family like? What did he do for work? He's been under a rocker. He's been at this for as long as he has.
He has been James D'Angelo is his name, and the he doesn't seem. I don't know anything about his family. He lived alone.
He's going
apparently
to church and stuff. I mean, this is one of
the neighbors. This is the most. He lived in California, and here's the scary thing is, he had a cluster of killings and rapes that were within less than a mile of his house. And so he never left the neighborhood. And the people who lived next door to him, they didn't think he was a threat. They said he was grumpy. He would yell about, you know, people mowing their lawn and too early in the morning, things like that. But they thought he was just kind of a weird, grumpy old guy. Right. But they had no idea that this serial killer for 40 years has been living in the same neighborhood where he committed most of the crimes. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is that's interesting to me, I want to know what's he been doing for 40 years. He was a police officer back in the 70s. When he first started this crime spree,
he was 7 or 8 years in the force and he got fired.
He was fired for shoplifting. He shoplifted a hammer and dog repellent spray. So hello, that tells you right there what he was up to. And so he was fired for that. And no one really knows what he did since then, except now they know that he's been a serial killer and a serial rapist. But it's just one of those fascinating things. You never know who your neighbors are.
Nope.
Even when you sort of do talk to them.
Mm-hmm. So somebody in the family, his family, D'Angelo's family, was using a site where the match was made. So that's how they may have pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
Exactly.
Speaking. Yep. All right. Well, it's a good thing he's off the street, but you wonder sometimes. First, I wonder more in terms of Creepyville. What in the world it is that prompts people to do things. Here's another one. And this, I tell you this story because it plays into something that bothers me, and I say this with regularity about religion and people who have blinders on when it comes to all things Christian or all things Muslim or whatever it is, all things Republican, all things Democrat, all things... It doesn't make any difference. You know as well as I do that we have this image in our mind, the holier-than-thou people who are Christians. They describe themselves as Christians. They have little tolerance if they find out you aren't. I remember somebody on to me about my Christianity, asked me that on the air one day, whether I was a Christian or not. And I said, I don't know, define Christian. Well, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. I said, no, I guess I'm not then, because I don't believe. I believe in Jesus. I know he, in my heart, was somebody walking the earth. I did fabulous things, was a great healer. I think we're all brothers in that scope. You know, this week is the Kentucky Derby, and we're going to talk about the Kentucky Derby in a couple of different... This is an interesting angle. If you want to find out more about the history of the Kentucky Derby, stick around. We'll get to that in just a moment.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Yeah. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for, a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Over 40 million Americans are unpaid caregivers of their loved ones over the age of 65, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And most are women. Millions of women who can't just be the daughters their moms raised. Their relationships are changed. But it doesn't have to be like that forever, say the experts at Brookdale Senior Living. In fact, the president and CEO of Brookdale, Cindy Beyer, speaks from personal experience about how she became a daughter again when her own mom moved into senior living.
What a relief to know that my mom was receiving the care that she needed every day. So when I visited, we could just talk and laugh. It was about our lives, not about whether she had taken her pills or was eating the right foods. I'm grateful to Brookdale's compassionate associates who offer this kind of relief with assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing across the country, every single day, around the clock.
For more information, visit brookdale.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Quarter past the hour here on the DJV experience. We have two people who are very involved in the Kentucky Derby from an interesting angle. They are both master distillers in the Woodford Reserve Distillery. The lady is Elizabeth McCall, and the man is Chris Morris. They both know whiskey. If you knew whiskey like I know whiskey, oh, I guess that takes a little bit. And you're on the race course. You're at the Kentucky Derby side, right?
Right. We are.
Yes, right at Churchill Downs.
So let's talk about the connection, the Kentucky Derby and brews, if you will, brewskis. There's long been a connection between the two, right? The taste, if you will, of the Derby, and that's what it is. This is, we're talking about the taste of refreshment at the Derby, are we not?
Yes. The early Kentuckians, they brought two things into the Commonwealth, horses and stills and their art of distillation. So from the very beginning, our farmer distiller tradition was born, and most horse farms had their own stills. So that was, again, linked together, and many of the early Derby owners, horse owners, were also distillers. So we've been together since the beginning, and today Woodford Reserve is entering into its 19th year of being the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby and presenting sponsor as well.
So what does that mean, Elizabeth, in terms of making the distillery? Let's find out from you a little bit about what your job is. What does a distiller, a master distiller, do?
Well, so our job has, we're many hats. So right now we're being more glamorous than normal, doing all these interviews, talking about Woodford Reserve. But our job is really to instill the high quality of Woodford Reserve and also to work on future innovations of this brand and make sure that it continues to grow and be presented the way that it was intended to be presented as a premium spirit. And preparing with the Kentucky Derby is something that's just a great fit for us because bourbon and horses in Kentucky are what people think of when you think of our great state.
So I understand you're going to demonstrate the Kentucky-themed 1K mint julep recipe. You came up with the recipe? Where did the recipe come from?
Well, this year, Elizabeth and I worked together. This is our 13th year of the $1,000 mint julep program, Doug. And, of course, most of that money goes to charity. And this year, our charity is the Jennifer Lawrence Arts Fund. Jennifer Lawrence was with us last week at the distillery. She was with Elizabeth picking out her own barrel of Woodford Reserve. And we had a big party here at Churchill Downs the other night. She and Elizabeth were the stars of it. And you want to talk about how you make the $1,000 mint julep this year?
Yes. So this year for the $1,000 mint julep, we're celebrating the best of Kentucky on Kentucky's best day by sourcing all ingredients from Woodford County, which is where the Woodford Reserve Distillery is located. So this year we're starting out with mints that we're going to rub directly in the cup.
Yes, so Kentucky Kernel Mint.
Kentucky Kernel Mint, to rub it all around the cup. Leave it in the cup. Then, of course, so we're celebrating the best 2 minutes in horse racing, and the way we're going to celebrate that is with the best 2 ounces of bourbon, which is Woodford Reserve. So we've got our 2 ounces of Woodford Reserve that we're going to pour up into our glass, and then we have our sorghum simple syrup. So we've got sorghum simple syrup. The sorghum's a grass that grows in Kentucky. It has a lot of nice earthy characteristics to it, and the dried dark fruit, so it complements Woodford Reserve very, very well, and of course is a great source of sweetness. And then we have our beautiful limestone crushed ice.
Yeah.
So we've got limestone crushed ice, and crushed ice is very important for your mint julep. I'm going to put that in there, then use your spoon to mix it up. And what you want to see, so we've got these beautiful silver cups. We're going to have, you can see the frosting go around the cup, which is very important for your mint julep. Then we're going to add the garnish. So we have a cute little Woodford sipping straw. And then we tuck in the mint and 3 spray roses, of course, because it's mint julep, and then also the running of the roses.
And this is what is really cool.
And then, so then for the final garnish, we top that off with ice, and then we put on a rose that is going to be from the garland of roses that is draped over the Derby winner's shoulders. So nobody else gets to experience that, and that's actually the first time we've done that for the mint julep cup. It's a hugely special touch.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be a very cool event. There are a lot of other traditions that are associated with the running of the race. Kentucky Derby is the longest running sporting event in the country, started in 1875. So this tradition now is something that's important as we move ahead. So, Elizabeth, thank you. Good information for those of you who like to have a good bourbon. Looks like Elizabeth and Chris have come up with a great idea. More information, where do you get more info on this, Elizabeth and Chris?
WoodfordReserve.com.
WoodfordReserve.com. Thank you both. Have a good time this week. 21 after the hour.
fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 and change after the hour, DJB time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The story of RFK's legacy. Netflix has created a documentary which explores his life. It's been 50 years. He was killed in 1968. My God, 50 years ago. That's pretty sobering as I think about it, thinking where I was in 1968. I just graduated from college. I remember that day. It's kind of like when his brother was shot. And there are moments you always, people say, where were you when? Anyway, Bobby Kennedy's life is now coming to Netflix. 4-part documentary series. It'll be, I guess, downloadable as of today.
Yeah, it's live on Netflix now.
Yeah.
It's getting
through the footage and a lot of interviews with friends and staffers, Bobby Kennedy for President takes a look at what drove him to seek public office, events that shaped him and his legacy. The documentary explores Kennedy's growth on issues like civil rights and a connection to black leaders, John Lewis, his Democratic congressional friend. I find it interesting now there's so much focus because Teddy Kennedy, there are three things on focus. The movie Chappaquiddick, which has been out now for 2 or 3 weeks. There was a PBS special on what happened, and there also was another movie about it that focused on it. So it's, and now Bobby Kennedy, who is certainly more credible of all of the brothers, he was the most credible, in my opinion, anyway. He had the best heart. He really was truly a leader. He was a person that could bring people together well. I thought he was, of all of the Kennedys, for me, anyway, he was the one that was the smartest and showed the most promise. So, anyway. Distrust of politicians being what it is these days, producer of this Netflix series hopes the series will bring people into an arena where serving the public is back to being something good. Until you get the money out of it, sorry lady, no sale. The money is what's ruining politics in our country, in my opinion. All right, 26 after the hour, we were just talking about bourbon, right, in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
I don't even know the difference between whiskey and bourbon. Can you? What's
bourbon? It has to be. It's like champagne. It has to be made in the county, in Kentucky. And if it's made outside of it, it's whiskey.
I got it, but it's the same thing basically. It's just where it's
essentially
made.
There's all different mixes, but yeah.
Yeah. Bob Dylan in the musical news, he's going to start his own whiskey company, and the name of it will be da 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 Heaven's Door. Knock knock knocking on Heaven's Door. This is a straight rye Tennessee bourbon double barrel whiskey.
Tennessee, not Kentucky. I want to correct that before we get hate mail. Tennessee is bourbon, yes. Kentucky is not.
What? Oh, so it's Tennessee where the bourbon is made and Kentucky is where whiskey's made? Is that it?
I believe so, yeah. I'm not a brown liquor drinker, so, but I believe that is. But people are very particular about
those
things.
Hold on a second. We got a woman who's a bartender that's working.
I know.
What's
where's Kara?
Kara, come on.
First of all, Victoria used to be a bartender, so she should know just as much as me. And I also don't drink like brown liquor. I'm pretty sure bourbon can be made in Kentucky as well because there's Kentucky bourbon. So I have a feeling it's not just restricted to one place. But I don't know. Somebody can call us and correct me because I don't know.
All right. So Dylan says he's been traveling for decades and he's been able to try some of the best spirits in the world of whiskey. And this, he says, is really good whiskey. He's not simply licensing his name here. He's a full partner in the business, Heaven's Door Spirits. So they've come up with a $35 million offering from investors for this label. The design derived from his ironwork sculptures with rural iconography. I like that word. Crows, wagon wheels, that sort of thing in silhouette. All right, so if this means anything to you, it's just interesting that Bob Dylan at 76 thinks this is a good way for him to spend his time and his effort. Maybe it is. Maybe it's a lot of money.
He's going to make a lot of money.
Make a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So, 28 past the hour.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Yes, your favorite podcast, thedjvshow.com. That's Jennifer Horn, who is absent today, but Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing to focus on things that are a very important part of our whole existence here on the radio. My existence on the radio started as a disc jockey in 1965, and I played records to meet girls. That was basically what it was all about when you were an early disc jockey.
Some guys joined bands, became a disc jockey.
Yep. Well, we were artists in our own right, and I say that because there have been a lot of real craftsmen who were entertainers. They were as good as the music they were playing. I know a lot of people who got into radio as a disc jockey to play the records and also to meet the girls. Some were better than others. And it's very interesting. There have been a lot of reunions of radio stations in the last year or so. 50th anniversary of this guy's job or that guy's job. It was really pretty fascinating. But it was, most of us did it. Well, I loved being on the air and being connected that way, and I always have since I was 17, that's when I started. And so when I think about, though, the stuff that I did when I came, my career started when I was in college in Ohio. And then I came back to Massachusetts and was a jock on a fairly successful rock station. I did a countdown show. And so every Saturday night I was invited, pretty much every Friday and Saturday night, I did a record hop. And the girls who were around, I can remember one girl who has stayed as she has been around forever. And it's just funny, interesting. I haven't seen her now for, I don't know, about 10 years. But the last time I saw her, she brought her daughter over to meet me, and she wanted to have me meet her husband. And it's just really interesting to see. It's kind of the same feeling I get running into former students of mine, because I taught school in a junior high school, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade English and speech for 4 years. And that was about the same. That was the same time as I was getting my first real traction in radio. And so it's funny, from the same era, people who knew you as a disc jockey and wanted to maintain a connection, and the people who knew me as a teacher and wanted to maintain connection, they were both a very interesting thread. So anyway, but make no mistake about it, anybody who was on the radio early on did it for pretty much one reason only. And there were no women on the air anywhere. There were no women even working in radio, except as the secretary when you walked through the door. And that whole thing has changed. Some of the best managers, I think, around today in radio are women. They're better motivators. They're better salespeople. They're better at follow-through. It's just kind of, it's cool to see the transition, frankly. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there is controversy and then some on the firing of Patrick Conroy. This took place last week, remember? He is the House chaplain whose resignation has sparked a, well, I don't know whether you call it a furor. I know that Paul Ryan pushed him out because of something in a prayer. I don't know if you dug around any more in this or not, Victoria. Conroy served as chaplain since 2011, has not commented, which is probably smart on his part. Two Republicans and two Democrats said he was told he had to retire or he would be dismissed. So that's interesting. But my question isn't about what happened to him. My question is, why is there somebody in that job being paid by the taxpayer as a House chaplain? I don't even care whether there are equivalents in Catholic religion that are in the House, and the Muslims are, there's no place for these people. This is a government that is separated from church and state. So why are these people there being paid by the taxpayer? I don't get it.
I've been asking that question for many years.
Yeah.
It's supposedly founded on the separation of church and state. How come we have so much religion tied in with our government?
Everywhere.
It's on our currency. It's everywhere. I don't understand that.
And why is it that people think, you know, I remember, and maybe this is up to interpretation as much as anything else, when we go into battle and war, God is on our side. You know, I think that in some circumstances, short of World War II, which was something that had to be done, you look at the trickle-down effect. God, we've sent all of these men and women into battle and have nothing to show for it. Maybe some people can say now, with the 1950s and the Korean War, are we seeing the fruits of labor, the separation, the communists? If you don't know the story to the Korean War, it started in 1953. Eisenhower was president. Actually, I think it really started in 1951. The communist Mao Zedong took over China in 1948 and started his march to everywhere. And the Chinese were prolific in spreading communism and fast, mostly because this area of the world was ripe for it. It had been taken over and plundered by all the European, whether it's the Dutch, the Germans, the French, the English. They had gone through this whole area, and basically the French especially, my God, if you understand the history of the Vietnam War and what the French did over there to those people, the way they just went in and savagely routed out anybody that didn't want to see them come in and take over. It's one of the things about the history of the area that not many people realize. Just really savage. And so these people reacted to it, and the Chinese came in and said, we'll protect you, we'll help you, we'll make sure that those bastards from France and Europe don't you know, take over your country. So, okay, everybody bought it, and the Chinese came in, and so instead of the Europeans taking over, the Chinese took over. And that's where the war started, because the Chinese infiltrated the North and wanted to take over the whole of Korea. That's what their intention was. And so the Koreans got together. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. So that's when they went to war, and the Koreans enlisted the help of America and the Europeans. But the Europeans were just digging out from World War II. So the only people that could help were us. And so we got into it, and we didn't know what we were getting into. We didn't know that area, and made a mess of it. And finally, there was a truce declared in 1954, and thus we have North Korea and South Korea. Now they're getting back together again. And will it be peaceful? Will it be the right thing? Time will tell. But it seems to have calmed down a great deal. But the reason I bring it up is because in that circumstance, and in Vietnam, and all this other stuff that we've been involved in, we all say, God is on our side. No, God isn't on our side. God, that's a blasphemic way of looking at it. This is about the military-industrial complex, and that's all it's about. There's nothing good that's come out of any of these wars save chasing Saddam Hussein in the Desert Storm. Other than that, it's all been a ruse. And how many hundreds of thousands of Americans have lost their lives playing this game? So anyway, but I'm sort of off on a tangent about this because it means a lot to me. Frankly, I think, you know, all these people that go around talking about the Constitution, we got to leave. I want to know what they say when they go to church on Sunday. You know, do you still believe that there ought to be a separation of church and state? This business, this whole thing started with Conroy back, I don't know, I guess it was last year. Conroy did a prayer urging lawmakers to ensure legislation did not exacerbate the nation's gaping class disparities. And this is what he wrote.
The quote, rumor was that... go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Tell me what the rumor.
No, I was just going to say the rumor was that Paul Ryan took that personally as an attack against the big tax bill. Because, it was a slam saying,
so why,
you know,
is it
you're not really
so long
including
to get rid of
all
him?
Americans.
Why is it taking so long to get rid of him? Then.
I don't know, but there are some other lawmakers. There's a Republican from New York named Pete King, and he told reporters that he just doesn't seem to he's looked into it, and no one has any real answers. And he said this is the first time that a House chaplain has been removed in the history of Congress in the middle of the term. And he said it raises serious questions, like what's going on here. So there, I know Nancy Pelosi was furious about this. So there are a lot of people looking into what really went down.
Well, Peter King is probably one of the biggest gas bags in Congress, bar none. I can't think of a, he's a congressman from New York, as a matter of fact, Victoria, New York City. He is a complete phony. And what a gas bag. Wait. All right, anyway, so is it much to do about
nothing? I think the bottom line is nobody knows what happened.
Yeah,
there's a Democrat from Ohio, Tim Ryan. He said no one can seem to figure out what the heck happened. He said it's just, so I think everyone's kind of scratching their head and wondering if there's something really serious behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to come out? This should be public, but it definitely has left a lot of people upset.
Yeah, there's a lot of starch here. Meanwhile, at 44 past the hour, let's think ahead a little bit. Mother's Day, I believe, is Sunday the 13th. Is that
12th?
Right? Let me look at mine.
Is it the 12th?
Sunday the 13th. Yeah, it is. Sunday the 13th is Mother's Day. Sunday, mark it down on your calendar. Sunday, I'm just doing it here on mine, May 13th. It's Mother's Day. All right, so what are you going to do between now and then to let your mother know how special she is? Because it'll sneak up on you, and then at the last minute you hit the panic button. You get suckered into those online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that are crap. Then by the time you're done, you'll be upsold and you'll spend $60. Or maybe you go into the store, the grocery store, the food store, and go to the produce department and buy flowers there that smell like green onions. So, now, Mom, please understand that we do care about you. We want to send you flowers, but we're going to send flowers this year from something that's brand new. The Books, B-O-U-K-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot about The Books over the next couple of weeks because this is the new company, Books, by the way, short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Wait till you see what you send. Maybe you should get two. Send these bouquet flowers to your mom and then send some to yourself so you can see how well you have done as a good son or a good daughter or a good husband. Special, special, special for your mom. These flowers are freshly cut from the Books Farms, delivered straight to your mother. There's no middleman. Act now. Have the order ready. Get it so that mom is going to have this. And I think you're going to find a lot of interest in this because this is not your just everyday, ordinary flower outfit. This is special. Order at Books, BOUQS.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This report is brought to you by Brookdale Senior Living. Over 40 million Americans are unpaid caregivers of their loved ones over the age of 65, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And most are women. Millions of women who can't just be the daughters their moms raised. Their relationships are changed. But it doesn't have to be like that forever, say the experts at Brookdale Senior Living. In fact, the president and CEO of Brookdale, Cindy Beyer, speaks from personal experience about how she became a daughter again when her own mom moved into senior living.
What a relief to know that my mom was receiving the care that she needed every day. So when I visited, we could just talk and laugh. It was about our lives, not about whether she had taken her pills or was eating the right foods. I'm grateful to Brookdale's compassionate associates who offer this kind of relief with assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing across the country, every single day, around the clock.
For more information, visit Brookdale.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit DiscoverStudentLoans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305. With promo code GCN.
The hour, yes, time for the money pit. It's, well, it isn't time for the money pit. This is our way of helping, because Tom's kind of on his last leg, and I'm trying to help him out here a little bit.
So, always the last to know. Thanks, Doug.
Oh my God, how long have we been friends? I'm trying to, every once in a while I think about that. I don't even remember when I met you.
Yeah,
frankly, Tom is one of the things I actually was just saying to him off the air. He is one of the broadcasters that people go to when you want to know how to do it right. He's the guy to go to. He has done a fabulous job with Leslie Segretti on the air on the Money Pit. It's a weekend show, but there's so much there. There's so many things. There's so many adjuncts to it. There's the, for example, a newsletter that you have.
Yeah.
That's full of information. Everything is about information, but you have a nice way of presenting it. It just is a cool thing. So go to moneypit.com if you want to sign up for the newsletter, or you want to find out where the program is, maybe listen to archives, but it's a fab, and just the tips, just to, you know, put in something, and in the archives, you've got a problem. Okay, I want to find out how to buy the right cleaning supplies. You put that question in, and something will come up. As a matter of fact, there's something about it in the newsletter now, right?
Yeah, we got a great story on how to make your own kid-safe cleaning supplies. You know, there was a time before we actually bought commercial cleaners when we made our own.
Right.
And so we included the top 10 recipes for sort of the natural cleaning products that you can make on your own at home with much of the same things that you have in your own kitchen cupboards. You know, things like mildew removers and
like MacGyver
fresheners and
cleaning supplies made by MacGyver.
Yeah, exactly. You know, whip them up with the kids. And, you know, listen, maybe the kids will actually help you. Do some cleaning, right?
Right?
Why not?
Good science lesson. Good chemistry lesson, too. Right. All right. Find that at MoneyPit.com where you can sign up. MoneyPit, all one word, MoneyPit.com. In a moment, a letter from somebody who's got a problem with his chimney. Nothing worse than a problem with your chimney. That answer coming right up after this.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was always just sort of feeling tired. And so I said, maybe this will just help in overall vitality. But in the past couple of years that I've been taking it, I find my energy has been great. I've been sleeping better. I don't get the cravings for junk food as often as I used to. I really attribute it to the product. It's so easy to use. Even if I want to take a capsule for my daughter and I just pull it apart to mix it in some juice or something, it's just something I'm very grateful to be able to incorporate. I really love the product. I think it's made such a difference.
Generally feel better. Generally have better energy and more stamina. Breathing is easier. Walking is easier. You're not in pain anymore, all right? I could go on and on.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Here's something that Tom will tell you when it comes to working on your home. Never tell people how to do things. Tom doesn't tell you how to do it. He tells you what to do, and then there's an ingenuity that comes as part of the craft here, it seems to me, and that's one of the great things about listening to the Money Pit. All right, let's get to this fellow who's got a water stream coming down next to his chimney. What has he got to do?
Yeah, so Sammy says he's got water leaking from his chimney through the flue into his basement. It's happened twice, both when he had very, very heavy rain and strong winds. So if this is a situation that you're facing, there's a couple of things to do. First of all, start at the top with the chimney crown. Now, that's the sort of concrete mortar that goes between the flue and the outside of the brick. Very often, you'll find cracks in that, and if that's the case, it has to be sealed and caulked. Now, for the outside surface of the chimney, what you want to use is a masonry sealer on that, but not just any sealer. It's got to be vapor permeable, because what that means is if the moisture gets in, it can also evaporate out. A lot of these sealers won't let that happen. So what happens, the water stays in the masonry. It freezes and expands in these bricks that sort of pop off and crack and spur. And then, of course, you need to look at your flashing. A lot of times, there's an awful lot of lazy roofers out there, Doug, where they don't do two-piece flashing. They don't do a base flashing and a counter flashing. Mm-hmm. When you do that, you have sort of a joint that moves between the chimney and the roof, because they're two dissimilar structures, and they're going to shift and turn. And the two-part flashing basically is a seam that moves and lets that happen and keeps the water out. So
you're
all of those things
for trouble if
affect,
you don't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Water leaking in the chimney.
Water everywhere. Oh, what a mess. All right, Tom, with great advice, MoneyPit.com at 59 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.